Not a single day passes for me without witnessing tears of joy and love around me. Every day, somebody will be shedding tears of love and joy. I don't think there's a better way to live in this world. And all of us should strive to create our own circles of joyfulness and pleasantness around us. Because if you are not joyful by your own nature, if you are always going around with the fear of suffering, as long as fear of suffering is there within you, you will never walk your life with full stride. It'll always be half a step. Most human beings have crippled themselves simply because of fear of suffering. What will happen to me is always the question. Whatever happens, this is how I will be. If this assurance comes to you, only now you will want to scale the peaks of life and see, what about it? If it happens, makes no difference to you. If it doesn't happen, makes no difference to you. That's when you would like to really explore every dimension of life. So first and foremost thing is this, that your way of being is not determined by what's around you. If you bring this one aspect to you, there is no fear of suffering. Once there is no fear of suffering, you will traverse the breadth and length of this life without hesitation. When it comes to what you want to do, you must think clearly, it's very important. Thinking clearly means, the question is not about what will get me this, what will get me that. Is your life precious to you, all of you, I'm asking? Your life, is it precious to you?
Yes.
So before you invest this life into something, you must look whether today if I invest my life into this, after 25 years, will it still mean a lot to me? After 50 years, will it still mean a lot to me? At the end of my life, if I turn back and I look, will I be proud of this or will I be ashamed of what I'm doing right now? Doesn't matter what other people say. But you should not do anything that you will feel ashamed of, isn't it so? Huh? It doesn't matter, people say so many things. Everybody has opinion, it's their business. But you don't do something that you will feel ashamed of, isn't it? Then you're turning against yourself. Somebody turns against you, you can leave them and go somewhere else. If you turn against yourself, you'll have to live with it forever. So this is all you have to look at it. Somebody, something will get you money, something will get you comfort, that's not the point. What you choose to do, will it give you a life? When I say give you a life, are you just trying to make a living or are you trying to make a life out of this? It's important. Making a living is not an issue. A worm, an insect, a bird, an animal, all of them are making their life, making a living, isn't it so? They're even making a life out of it, but definitely they're making a living. So making a living with such a big brain is not an issue. Earning your food is not an issue. Making a living is not an issue. Only problem is you want to live like somebody else, that's an endless problem. I want to live is not a problem. I want to live like you, this is a problem. So it is important if you consider your life as a precious life, you must make sure you make a wonderful life out of this.
If your friend doesn't do well, you'll feel sad about it. If he does very well, you'll feel very sad about it. So you have fixed yourself in such a way, whichever way you cannot be happy. You're in a self-defeating mode. No matter what happens, you will not be happy. If you want to understand what I'm saying, you go and stand out on one of the main streets in Bangalore city. Leave the poor people who are selling kadlekai on the street side, leave them. Only look at those BMWs, Mercedes and Maseratis and whatever is going around in Bangalore city. Only look at the dream cars, okay? Because many of you may have dreams also of this. Just look at all these people. You think they are in a profusion of joy driving this car like that? No. Only in case it's a stolen car, you see the joy. Otherwise, no. So success has not brought joy to them. If they're failed, of course they're frustrated. Because the very mode of approach is like this. If this mode of approach comes, whichever way, it's not going to work. Because it's not even about you, It's always about somebody here, it's never about you. The simple thing is this, see, if your joy, your sadness, your happiness, your misery is determined by something or somebody around you, the chances of you being joyful in your life is remote. Yes or no? Is it true that human experience is created from within? Hello? Hello? I'm asking all of you. Is it true that human experience, joy or misery, agony or ecstasy, madness or sanity, everything is created from inside? At least if you're a manager, if you're going to be a manager, at least what is happening from within you must happen your way. Because essentially management means having situations the way we want it. Yes? Management means what? Having situations the way we want it. Well, if the world is not happening your way, at least this one must be happening your way, otherwise what kind of management is this? Here there's only one person, huh? Here there are 1,000 people, they may not listen to you, they got their own stuff. But here there's only one person, at least here what you want must happen, isn't it? If what you want happened, would you keep yourself blissed out or miserable? What's your choice? You must choose, I'm going to bless you now. Huh? Blissed out, of course. So if such a thing is not happening, then all these problems come. If things work, it is a problem. If they don't work, it's a problem. If you get a seat in this institution, it's a problem. If you cannot get out of this, it's a problem. You like this place so much, you don't mind staying here. It's not like that. You must get in and you must get out ahead of others. Everything. It's never about you, it's always about something else. Outside is a variable situation. Who these people are today, tomorrow we don't know what they will say. Yes? Tomorrow morning we don't know what they will say. If your way of being is determined by all these people, then you are a mess, you're bound to be a mess.
See, you are a product of this planet, yes or no? Whatever nonsense individuals may think about themselves, we are all just a pop-up from this planet. You seen those pop-ups on the computer screen? Pop, pop. Yes? You're just a pop-up. You'll be gone. You can't believe you will be gone, huh? Me? I will be gone? Yes, all the very smart people, countless number of people who walked this planet before and you and me, where the hell are they, huh? Not a sign. All became topsoil, isn't it so? Weren't they pop-ups? Aren't you a pop-up? Poop, poop. You may think you have a great life and this and that. As far as the earth is concerned, it's just recycling its soil. Just throws you up and draws you back, throws you up and draws you back. So in this little pop-up, the important thing and the most important thing is, you create sensitivity within you, such sensitivity that every dimension of life comes into your experience before you fall dead. Is it not important? You experience this life in this fullest possible scale, yes or no? Experience means people think we must party every day. No, no, same damn thing how many times you will do. There is much more for the human life to explore. You must become sensitive. When I say sensitive, because the word sensitive is used in a wrong way, in the sense, when people say, oh, she's very sensitive, we are supposed to understand, she will get hurt for just about anything. Yes? No, being sensitive to life and being ego-sensitive are two different things. Being sensitive to life means, if you walk into this hall, you experience everything that's here, you don't miss a thing. If you walk outside, you don't miss a thing. Every dimension of life should come into your experience.
You talked one time, I thought this was so interesting, about how every time you get a belief, it's like a conclusion, and every conclusion is a death unto itself, and it's like shutting a door on something.
Yes, otherwise, see, you just see, you look at your own picture when you're 5 years of age, it's like this. Slowly it's becoming like this. What is it? You're dying in installments. The more conclusions you make, the less alive you become. This is all that's happened to people. They call this knowledge. This is not knowledge. This is just conclusions that you're drawing about everything. See, with all this scientific exploration, the fact is that even today, we do not know one single atom in its entirety. We know how to use them. We know how to use everything on this planet, but we don't know a damn thing about anything. Over 90% or 99% of an atom is empty. We don't know what that emptiness contains. Over 99% of the cosmos is empty. We don't know what that is. So, this is like I give you a million piece jigsaw. But you found in your hands, you have only three of them. With these three, you make a picture and you're euphoric that you made a picture. Well, I'm sorry, there are a million pieces to this. Has anybody gathered all the pieces?
No.
Then don't make a picture.